Shalom, Talmi Dot. I wanted to take a quick look at a particular midah to be learned from the character of Noach in this week's Parsha. Perhaps a midah that I think can sometimes get overlooked in the face of the greater picture going on in the Parsha. And that midah is actually pointed out by Rav Shmuel Levitz in Sichot Musar, and I highly encourage you to take a look at the development of this idea in the Sichot Musar, because I'm going to present it briefly. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach to get ready to go into the Teva, he says very specifically, Kach lecha mikol ma'achal v'chule, that Noach should take enough food and supplies, obviously, to last him for what will ultimately be his year-long stay in the Teva. And the Kli Yakar picks up on the Lashon of Kach Lecha Mikol Ma'achal, an interesting Lashon that we're familiar with, of course, from Lech Lecha by Avram Avinu, and there's also a Brach Lecha by Yaakov Avinu. But here by Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, doesn't say Kach Mikol Ma'achal, go take the food, but rather Kach Lecha, which is somewhat hard to explain, take for yourself, or perhaps even take from yourself. And the Kli Yakar says the following two ideas on these words. Lecha mashma mishelcha v'lo mishel acherim. So the Kli Yakar clearly understands these words to mean that Noach had to take food, supplies from his own, meaning that he couldn't take from anyone else. And the Kli Yakar says the following two ideas. Number one, that Noach was commanded specifically to take from himself, so that he wouldn't come to steal from other people. It seems to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a chashash that Noach would, what was in the mindset of, hey, everybody's gonna die anyway, because Noach understood that the mabul was on his way, was on its way. And so in order to prevent Noach from having this mentality of, oh, I can just go take anything I want from anyone I want, Hashem specifically told Noach to take food from his own supply, lest he come to think he can steal from others. And secondly, the Kli Yakar says that Hashem told Noach specifically to take from his own in order to be magdil the nes that was about to occur, meaning Noach should limit his supply, take enough food only for himself, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make a huge miracle. It would make the miracle that much more noticeable if Noach only took from his own supply, because we know that Noach really had to feed and sustain the entire Teva for the entire year that he would be inside with all of the animals and his family, etc. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Kli Yakar, commanded Noach just to take enough for himself, perhaps enough for himself and his family, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would fill in the rest, and the nes would be very obvious by him only taking enough for himself. So again, just to summarize, the Kli Yakar brings down two explanations. One is so that Noach wouldn't come to steal, and number two, in order to sort of emphasize the miracle that was about to occur. But if you stop and think for a moment, this Kli Yakar is strange. Because truthfully, of all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be choshesh Noach to do wrong, it's hard to imagine that Gezel would actually be one of them. The entire world was going to be destroyed because of Gezel. The one individual who was going to be saved was going to be Noach. It's hard to imagine that Noach would transgress this chait of Gezel if he himself was due to be saved. He was the Ish Tzadik Tamim Hayah B'Dorotav. Would someone with that label truly come to steal from other people, even if he did know that the world was about to come to an end? And truthfully, even beyond that, and Rav Shmuel Levitz asked this idea, Gezel was one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. So if Noach was in fact an Ish Tzadik Tamim, so lefachot, we would expect him to keep the Zayin Mitzvot B'nei Noach. And So that's a question on the first idea of the Kli Yakar. And second of all, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Magdil the miracle, there were many other ways he could have done that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have told Noach not to take anything. In other words, why do you have to take anything at all? If Hashem just wanted to make a miracle, he could have sealed everyone into the Teva, and Shalom Yisrael, he would have taken care of everybody. And to be perfectly honest, it's not like Noach had access to many other supplies other than what he himself owned. So in that sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been forced to fill in the rest. And anyway, he would have had to perform a miracle as such. So Rav Shmuel Levitz asks, what is really going on behind this idea of Kach Lecha? Because the Kli Yakar's explanations leave certain questions unanswered. And Rav Shmuel Levitz develops this idea, and again, please take the time to go look at it yourself. You could see it in greater depth, that Noach had this midah of Mesiras Nefesh. Noach was a giver par excellence, in the sense of, I guess, how many people do you know who would have the capacity, truthfully, both mental and physical capacity, to lock themselves in an ark with a zoo full of animals and literally take care of them day and night, including his family, by the way, but literally take care of the needs of the animals, the physical needs of the animals, every day, every night, 24/7, for an entire year, literally without seeing the light of day. And Rav Shmuel Levitz describes Noach as a classic Moser Nefesh, in the sense of this was how he lived his life day and night for an entire year. And he quotes the Midrash that we're all familiar with, that when Noach leaves the Teva, and the Torah says Vayetze Ach Noach, and the Midrash there says that Noach had a little encounter with a lion because he was a few minutes late to feed the lion one time, and the lion got hungry and the lion attacked Noach on the Teva, and so Noach emerges from the Teva. Some Midrashim have Noach limping, some Midrashim have him coughing up blood, even, because again, to indicate the difficulty of the life of Noach while he was in the Teva. And says Rav Shmuel Levitz, if Noach epitomizes this midah of Mesiras Nefesh, of literally giving of himself 24/7 for an entire year, Rav Shmuel Levitz points out that the way in which to be Moser Nefesh, and the only way in which one can be Moser Nefesh, is literally by Kach Lecha. It requires literally, it doesn't mean taking objects. It doesn't mean moving objects from place to place. It means literally Kach Lecha, take from yourself. In order to be Moser, you literally have to give of yourself to another person. Of course, L'shem Shamayim, in order to fit this bill of Moser Nefesh. And so it was almost like a Kadosh Baruch Hu was planting the seed or setting the stage for Noach to be able to be Moser Nefesh to his greatest capacity. Kach Lecha, he would not have been equally Moser Nefesh had he gone around and taken things from everyone else and then used those things to take care of the animals in his family. But rather, the only way to be truly Moser Nefesh is to take from yourself, to give to others, but to give to others literally from what you yourself personally have. And I thought it was particularly appropriate to highlight this midah of Noach. Again, not only because people, I think, tend to overlook this midah, but also because the Mesiras Nefesh that has been taking place here in Eretz Yisrael, of people literally giving of themselves and, Rachmana Litzlan, giving their lives for the sake of Eretz Yisrael, for the sake of Am Yisrael, of course, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we all know, it has been a very difficult time here in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mesiras Nefesh of people, the literal Mesiras Nefesh of the lives and the people that we have lost here in the past 10 days or so, has been absolutely amazing, but at the same time, of course, very difficult and hard to wrap our heads around. And perhaps in the spirit of this week's Parsha, and what we can learn from Noach, is that the way to be Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael is to give of oneself, is to literally look inside oneself and to say, what do I have? What can I do to contribute to Klal Yisrael? And that goes for people who live here in Eretz Yisrael, and it certainly goes for people who live outside of Eretz Yisrael. Don't be distant. Ask yourselves at this great time of need here in Eretz Yisrael, what can I do to help? And literally, what can I do means, what do I personally have the capacity to do to help? And whether it is to call some people who you know in Eretz Yisrael and offer them moral support, or if it's giving money to organizations that are helping people here in Eretz Yisrael, and every possible idea in between, whatever personal kochot you have, that's also Mesirut Nefesh. Mesirut Nefesh is, as Rav Shmuel Lovitz teaches in this week's parasha, is taking anything that you yourself specifically have to give and to be moser it to somebody else who is in their time of need, just as Noach did, as he was taught by Kadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem said explicitly kach lecha instead of just saying kach. May we all have an upcoming week of Shalom al Yisrael, bracha v'hatzlacha, and may we all be matzliach in being moser nefesh to the extent that we can for the sake of Am Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom.